You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 61 degrees, KSL's top story. Another Utah company has violated child labor laws. The Department of Labor says Baskin-Robbins is getting a big fine for overworking young teens. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the story. Amy?
Jeff, it was just a month ago that Cold Stone Creamery got in trouble for the same thing, and Family Fun Centers and Crumble Cookies before that. Ivan Pelez with the department, the Salt Lake Department office, says that they do actually see a lot more of these types of cases here in Utah.
Probably is because there are, I can actually say, there are a lot more minors that we find working here in comparison to other places.
14 and 15-year-olds in Utah can only work a few hours on school nights, and they can't work past 7. The Labor Department says Baskin-Robbins locations across the Wasatch Front broke that rule. The hours for all Baskin-Robbins shops shows they close at 10 each night. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. 5 years after the bodies of a Utah couple were found in the Arizona desert, the killer has finally been identified. In 2018, Jerry and Susan McFalls went missing from their home in Arizona. Months later, their bodies were found in the Virgin River Gorge. Previous suspect in the case, Kenneth Gene Snyder, has now been deemed responsible for the murders. It's alleged that he shot the McFalls after an argument. The Mojave County Sheriff's Office says he was shot and killed in 2023. A 46-year-old man has died after police say he drove his truck the wrong way on I-15 this morning, and he crashed into a military bus.
We did have an on-duty Davis County deputy that was here on scene that was able to pull the victim out of his own truck, begin life-saving measures on him, but ultimately the victim of this wrong-way vehicle passed away here on scene.
Utah Highway Patrol Lieutenant Chamberlain Neff says the driver of the bus was taken to the hospital. Minor injuries. The bus was carrying 23 ROTC cadets from Utah State. They were all okay and able to finish their trip to Camp Williams. Governor Cox today spoke out about road safety at his monthly news conference. His message, simple. Don't drink and drive.
With every single fatality we've had so far, there has been impairment, either drugs, alcohol, or both.
He mentioned the influx of wrong-way drivers and says the state is implementing technology to alert people if a wrong-way driver is in their area. Congress is racing toward another government shutdown. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, lawmakers have unveiled a $1.2 trillion bill aimed at averting this weekend's partial shutdown. Democrats were able to stop some of the steeper budget cuts wanted by House Republicans, but Republicans were able to include a 24% increase in detention beds for migrants awaiting their immigration proceedings. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a plan is in the works to stop Israel's planned military operation in Rafah.
There are more than a million people in Rafah, many of whom were displaced from other parts of Gaza. A major ground operation there would mean more civilian deaths. It would worsen the humanitarian crisis.
He says Israeli officials will be in Washington next week to discuss the deal. Homeland Security is warning police nationwide to be aware of online chatter as the 25th anniversary of the deadly Columbine High School shooting approaches. The bulletin indicates the date will raise the potential for attackers to target schools and public places. And for the first time, surgeons have transplanted a genetically edited pig kidney into a living human being. Dr. Winfred Williams commending 62-year-old Rick Slayman for undergoing the groundbreaking procedure.
He saw this as not only as a way to improve his own personal life, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive.
Slayman, who had end-stage kidney disease, is expected to be discharged soon. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Turns out Salt Lake City is a pretty good city to catch a flight in. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
The Salt Lake City International Airport tops the chart when it comes to on-time arrivals. In 2023, 84% of flights arrived on time. That's down slightly from the previous year, but not enough to knock it from first place. It did fall from first place in terms of departures, and Minneapolis was able to crawl up and take first.
Multiple factors can affect an airport's punctuality, including weather, crew members, congestion, and even technical issues. KSL News Time, 4:35. It's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
All right, Jeff, the following teams still alive from first round action today. Michigan State, Duquesne, that one stings a little bit. Creighton, Arizona, North Carolina, and Illinois. Now Oregon beats South Carolina 87-73. The Ducks advance out of that first round. Happening now over at Delta Center, Nevada pulling away from Dayton 56-45. Couple minutes left there. Utah State plays TCU tomorrow. First round action from Indianapolis. You can follow NCAA tournament updates and all other sports on KSLSports.com. The KSL Brackets Update. I'm Mark Jackson KSL News Radio.
Boyd Matheson just walked in with a big smile. Your brackets are still perfect?
I am still 100%. I picked both the upsets so far in the tournament, and how long this perfection will last, I don't know, but it was worthy of a news note.
Wait, if your brackets are perfect, that means you didn't pick BYU.
You. The team from the South.
First look traffic now. Ricky, you believe this?
I can't. But good for Boyd. Good for him. Okay, we have a medical situation in traffic. Southbound Mountain View Corridor at Old Bingham Highway, and we are really starting to see backups. A KSL traffic trooper saying about 2 miles of delay southbound on Mountain View. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news on the way next. Stay here.
Hey, guys.